This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, calm down, calm down. Don't worry, we'll take a look at this. I doubt Nutella gives you cancer. Apparently everybody's panties are all up in a bunch about this, quote unquote chocolate spread. I don't even think it's chocolate. See, I have a problem with Nutella because I thought it was like chocolate. And I'm getting all excited. It tastes good. But no, isn't it made of, hazelnut? Well, hazelnut's not chocolate. Not to me. I understand there's these little hazelnuts on your Candy Crush, and they try, but that's not chocolate. So I wasn't a real big Nutella fan because I want chocolate. Don't be trying to give me fake chocolate. But I understand a lot of you guys like your Nutella. Although I got to tell you, there was one restaurant I went to where I believe they had some crepes and bananas, and I think they stuck Nutella in the crepe, and they heated it all up, and there was some bananas, and there was some whipped cream, and put some powdered sugar on it. I was like, all right, that's good. But don't tell me it's Nutella. Let me think it's chocolate. All right, so anyway, there's a whole bunch of hoopla that there's a chemical, all right, this refined palm oil in Nutella that could possibly increase your risk of cancer. It's a report by the European Food Safety Authority, and it declared it to be more carcinogenic than any other oil. Now, this is following similar claims by the World Health Organization. Nutella's profits are starting to drop, and manufacturer Ferrero has launched a televised campaign insisting they used palm oil in a way that is not dangerous. The commercial insists that the spread, Nutella spread, would not be the same without refined palm oil. It does not mention, though, that I guess palm oil is the cheapest oil on the market, and a switch in ingredients would cost Ferrero an extra $8 to $22 million a year. Now, this is according to Daily Mail. This isn't my opinion. I have no idea. I don't care because I don't eat Nutella. I just, you know, give me the chocolate. But, you know, here's the thing. I need to be unselfish for a second here. We're going to be, you know, heading into a major chocolate shortage. And we may be begging for something like Nutella for our cravings. I'm not addicted to anything. I'm not an addict when it comes to gambling or alcohol or smoking or whatever. But when it comes to chocolate, I have got to have chocolate every day. And that is my fix. I just have to have chocolate, which is why I understand people's addictions, right? You know, monumentally, because I need chocolate. If I don't get chocolate, I get grumpy. I get mean. I believe I go through some sort of a withdrawal. I need chocolate every day. That's just me. All right. So, according to purchasing manager Vincenzo Tapella, making Nutella without palm oil would introduce an inferior substitute for the real product, and it would be a step backwards. He features in a TV commercial aired in Italy over the past few months that has drawn criticism from politicians as they call for palm oil to be banned. Now, the detailed EFSA report published in May 2016 says palm oil is more dangerous than other vegetable oils when hitting temperatures above 200 degrees Celsius. Excuse me. All right, 200 degrees Celsius, you do the calculation with Fahrenheit. So it's hot, okay? That's very, very hot. High temperatures are used to remove palm oil's natural red color and neutralize its smell. They say this process causes contaminants called glycidyl fatty acid esters to form, or GE, glycidyl fatty acid esters, When digested, this GE, it brings good things to life, not that GE. When digested, it has a tendency to break down and release glycerol, a compound strongly believed to cause tumors. Now, according to a report by the U.S. National Institutes of Health, oral exposure to glycerol, okay, so now we're breaking it all the way down to glycerol, has caused tumors at many different lab sites in lab mice and lab rats. However, Ferrero says it uses an industrial process that combines a temperature of just below 200 degrees Celsius and extremely low pressure to minimize contaminants. The process takes longer. It costs 20% more than high-temperature refining, Ferrero told Reuters. But it said this had allowed it to bring GE levels so low that scientific instruments found it hard to trace the chemical. The palm oil used by Ferrero, they said, is safe because it comes from freshly squeezed fruits and is processed at controlled temperatures, according to Tupelo, the TV ad, which was filmed in the northern town of Alba. Did you guys know Nutella was Italian? I had no idea. So it was this refining process that Nutella makers boast about so fiercely on their website's ingredients section. They say palm oil is used in Nutella to give the product a creamy texture, as well as to heighten the flavor of its ingredients, thanks to its properties that enable it to have neutral odor and taste after the refining the process. Okay, so, you know, this should be this simple. As if anybody has been a Nutella nut, right, eating Nutella at crazy amounts, let's examine them and see if they're prone to having cancer. Nutella's been around for a while, and if nobody has had cancer in the 10, 20, or 30 years they've been eating Nutella, right, case closed. We could do that. That's one way to study it. Another thing you could do is have some independent commission go, take a look, have them, you know, evaluate the process, and then test and see if they see any of this GE. If they don't see any of that GE, they can relax. They also say that this palm oil protects consumers from demonic trans fats, above all avoiding the hydrogenation process that would produce otherwise unhealthy trans fats. They conclude that palm fruit oil also helps to maintain the unique taste and help its shelf life. It has higher stability of oxidation. So it sounds like a power chemical. The problem is that I see is so many of what we eat in so many products, they have, you know, they're all using chemicals. We are all swapping something for something else. One of the reasons why I never eat fat-free or sugar-free food is I think I want the food in its most natural state because I think it's the healthiest. But once you try to make something less saturated fat, and you know, that's when you start to introduce things that could be questionable. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today. Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
For P150, P150 GA, P150 NY, P150 OK, P150 TN, C250 A, C250 E, C250 Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4686. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away, so you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4686. That's 1-800-656-4686. 1-800-656-4686.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G, LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing Pix Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with Pix and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled PIXWireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. I'm sorry. I brought my kitty cat in with me to the studio. This is baby Snowball, and she's a real idiot because she just likes to crawl around and she likes to bite this, you know, the microphone cover is all soft and foamy. Yeah, so every now and then she'll sit there and bite, and if she does that in the middle of the show, it's not me. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making this show happen, putting up with me and Snowball. Shaky Boo was useless. I asked him to come on air. He didn't want to come on air, so I'm not bringing him to the studio anymore. Snowball is now my favorite. That's just the way it is. I did it with the kids also. You know, they say as a parent, don't pick favorites with your kids. Oh, I disagree. I disagree entirely. There are some days where one kid or the other gets on my nerves so damn much that I don't want to be around that kid. But you need another kid to go with you to the grocery store, to help with groceries and whatever. And did you guys ever do that when your other siblings were getting in trouble and they were in the doghouse? Now, there were varying degrees of trouble. When it was a belt day, I wasn't even around. But when it was when my brother or sister was really getting a good butt chewing, okay, I realized that there would be a phenomenal opportunity for me to step up to the plate and help my mom. I'll help her go to Ralph's grocery store, help her bring back some groceries, or, you know, help Dad in the garage, and rake some leaves. And so I noticed that if my other siblings were getting butt chewed, all right, I would just very quietly go and start doing some chores. And then I would hear out of the apartment my mom screaming, "You see, look at Dolly. Look at what a good girl she's doing. I didn't even ask her, and she is out there raking the leaves when we don't even need to rake the leaves because it's an apartment." And I just know my brother and sister were like, "Ugh, I'm gonna kick her butt." All right, my kids are learning the same thing. So when I'm in a bad mood, okay, and I get into a bad mood many times, and one kid is really getting ripped a new one, the other kid's like, "Mom, I know you need to go to the store. Let me go with you so I can help you." I'm like, okay, all right, oh, good boy. And then, you know, he's on my face. Yeah, so it happens. I don't love one child more than another. But do I pick my favorites on a day-to-day, hour-to-hour, minute-to-minute basis? Oh, absolutely. You know? Years ago I'd watch Glee. If one of the kids walked by and I'm like, "You want to watch TV with me? What are you watching, Glee?" "No, dorky." He left. If the other kid's like, "Yeah, well, I'll watch Glee with you, Mom. Let me sit on your lap." "Right, there you see. You're my favorite." I think it's fine. I don't care what family psychologists say. I really don't care. I think you need that little competition between brothers or between brother and sister. Right? Yeah, and I think they need to know how to please mom. I think a big problem we moms feel is we feel underappreciated. Right? Kids don't say thank you every time you feed them, and it's our fault. We would breastfeed them. Okay? We would be up in the middle of the night. Right? They would cry. We fed them. They'd be fed. They'd go to sleep. No thank you. No, they'd just cry again. And we are at their beck and call. You know, and one time, you know, the kids were just really taking advantage, and I forgot what it was. I think I told you guys about it because I was so, so mad, and boy, was I was infuriated with them. And I don't like to lay on guilt trips. Okay, remember, I come from a Jewish family, and all there was guilt. We had guilt for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. I don't like that. I don't like guilt. I would rather just be mad, rip them a new one. Alright, let them know what I'm mad about. Alright, and if they feel bad that they did wrong, that's fine. But I'm not laying on a guilt trip on purpose. Okay, that's just not something I like to do. And so there was some sort of selfish something going on, and I just said, "I can't do it anymore. I can't do it. Alright, every single day of my life, every minute of my life is for you guys. You know, I work my blank off, blank, 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 blank. And this is what I get when I come home. You want a blank, blank, blank? You know, move out. I'm done." And they were like, "Do we move out? Do we whatever? Like, "Sorry, Mom. We appreciate you." That's good. I didn't realize telling your kid to move out when they're 5 years old, I mean, I didn't realize how much that sinks in. Told you, one of my kids, you know, said that he liked another mommy more than me. That always happens. I remember my sister's kids telling my sister that they'd rather me be their mom. I was doing the dance. I was like, "Ha ha, even your kids don't like you." Yeah, my sister and I have always been arch enemies, right? Like growing up. And boy, she didn't like that and she got mad. Well, you know, same thing happens. You'll always have that, no matter what. If you're a mom, you'll always have that, where your kid is going to like somebody else. And so one of my kids had a good friend and said, "I want to go and live with his mom." I go, "Good." My kid was 6 at the time. I go, "Good, get out." Open the door, I say, "Get out." He's like, "Well, no, I need to go pack. That's my stuff. Go. You got about a 5-mile walk? Go." You know, you could drink out of a spigot or something. Maybe somebody's sprinklers. Wait for the sprinklers to come on to drink. All right? Walk on the sidewalk. But see ya. And I slammed the door. Now, my husband was like, okay, you know, the kid's like 5, 6 years old. What are we doing? So, you know, he runs upstairs, you know, to see and watch what he does. My kid started walking. He started walking. He's stubborn. He's like me. He started walking. Then he came back. Because he came back to mama. You got to be careful with those things. Okay? You know, you really can't be just telling your kid to just go. One time he was in the car. And he was younger. He was about 3 years old. Same kid. Right? And, you know, he goes, you know, I want a new mommy. It was serious. He was very serious. It was just a simple conversation. I told him no. I didn't want him doing something. And he goes, I want a new mommy. And I shut the radio off. I go, say what? I don't want a new mommy. So I slammed on the car and said, go. Go find one. Bye. See you. And he giggles. He thought it was so funny because I slammed on the car and everything flew, you know, around or everything. Nah, 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 I don't know. Ah, fine. So we're driving around. He goes, nah, I do. I want a new mommy. I slammed on the car and said, get out. No. And he giggled. But this isn't funny. Did it again. He goes, no, I'm serious now. I want a new mommy. Good. Get out. So I kicked him out. Slammed the door and I drove. And I drove fast. And I watched in my rearview mirror. You know, and he got to the sidewalk and he started walking towards the house. And then he just started running after the car. He just started running. So, you know, when I parent, I think unpredictability is very effective. Not unpredictability in terms of, punishments. We don't want, you know, all of a sudden, you know, the kid thinking he's going to get grounded and you start pulling out belts. I don't like corporal punishment. I don't like spanking. I don't like any of that stuff. That doesn't work. But I think what really, really works is if they think that they could poop on you. You know, if they think that they could, take you for granted. You're like, I'm done. See ya. It makes them stop. It makes them think. It makes them, you know, realize, you know, kids need that foundation. Remember, mom is the nester. I'm not doing this to stereotype men and women, but usually mommies, okay, or whoever plays the role of mommy is the nester. Okay, they make sure the nest is there. And that kid relies on mommy making sure that nest is always there. And if you're threatening that you're going to take that nest, you're going to kick it out of the tree, right, and let a couple cars run over it, that's going to freak the babies out. And I think that is so much more effective than a belt or a hand swap or hair pulling or a pinch. Mind you, sometimes butt whooping may be in order. I am not saying all, but we really in my family and in my practice and in my mantra, I think there are thousands of other things that you could do. Would I tell you to really kick your kid out? I know, 5 minutes maybe, you know, but I mean, let them know you're serious. Now, the problem is after once or twice, they know you're going to bring them back in. So you either have to step it up or you have to do something different, you know? We had a family member who was taken advantage, not a child, and this family member was taking advantage of us after my dad died. And, you know, we bought cell phone service and all sorts of other stuff. And we found out that they had money. And they could very easily have done it themselves. And when we said, look, you know, no problem that, you know, we're paying for this. But, you know, that looks like the extra money you have. Can you then cover these other expenses? And they said, no, we're not. You handle it all. So I called the phone company and I said, stop the phone. I'm not paying for it. Stop the power. And it was abrupt. It was cold. Right? But I'm like, that's ridiculous. You have money to pay for it. You're using me. Not happening. Nobody thought I would just cut off the power, right, in the middle of winter to a house. Well, sink or swim, people. These were adults, for crying out loud. So use that unpredictability. You gotta jump in. You gotta have some cojones. And I think you're gonna get a lot more out of it. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Are you you're one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
The following statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Something shocking just happened in a Coast Guard unit in San Diego. The old guys in the unit have turned the tables and are now destroying the young bucks in head-to-head fitness tests. How is this even possible? Turns out, the old guys in this unit have been part of a special test group for a doctor-formulated Fountain of Youth drink called Patriot Power Greens. Patriot Power Greens has been so effective for many of the older soldiers that it's made their achy joints, stiff muscles, and lack of energy a thing of the past. Previously, this drink was only available to elite military units. But for a limited time, the creator of Patriot Power Greens has set aside a small number of free samples specifically for our conservative friends. All they ask is that you chip in a few bucks to cover shipping. To claim your free samples of Patriot Power Greens, go to greens75.com. That's greens75.com. greens75.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, how many of you guys know about Westchester County? I know about Westchester County a lot because my in-laws live there in New York. It's gorgeous. It's very, very green, Westchester County. It's beautiful. It's not considered, I don't think, upstate New York because it's still... I think within the lower half of the New York State, once you go north of Manhattan, but it's nice, it's beautiful. Well, now it's gotten even more green. There's a marijuana home delivery coming to Westchester County. Vireo Health of New York, a medical marijuana company with a dispensary in downtown White Plains, has announced it is launching the first home delivery program in New York. The cannabis-based drugs will be packed into the company's vehicles and driven to homebound patients with serious illnesses like cancer in Westchester, New York City, and Long Island. Very cool. State regulators approved the plan that includes having the delivery vehicles tracked by global positioning system devices and other safety precautions, such as requiring at least 2 Vireo employees to handle deliveries. New Yorkers have increasingly come to expect home delivery, and we plan on leveraging last-mile supply chain technologies to meet and exceed patient expectations. Details about price and eligibility are expected before the From Our Greenhouse to Your Front Door home delivery program. It's going to start within the next 3 months. Initially, deliveries will cover an 8-county zone, including all 5 New York City boroughs, Long Island, and Westchester. Apparently, this Vireo Health of New York is one of 5 companies licensed to grow and sell medical marijuana in New York. The company started selling the cannabis-based oils, tinctures, and other non-smokable products last year at 20 dispensary sites, including one on East Pond Road in White Plains. This home delivery is part of the State Department of Health's mounting efforts to expand access to medical marijuana. So they got some, when you look at this, you're like, well, the ingenuity behind a home health delivery, that's brilliant from a marketing standpoint and from a business model. But in order to do that, they needed some help politically. So it looks like we got the Department of Health behind them. They want to expand access to medical marijuana, and apparently they have 12,247 patients as of Monday. That is out of a potential statewide patient pool of more than 200,000 based on the list of eligible illnesses. State regulators announced plans in December to add chronic pain as an illness eligible for medical marijuana. The other 10 qualifying conditions are cancer, HIV infection or AIDS, amyotrophic lateral sclerosis or Lou Gehrig's disease, Parkinson's disease, multiple sclerosis, damage to the nervous tissue of the spinal cord with objective neurological indication of intractable spasticity, epilepsy, inflammatory bowel disease, neuropathies, and Huntington's disease. So, for somebody who realizes the medical benefits of marijuana and understands how difficult it could be in a person where marijuana is not legal, and there's a lot of hoops you have to jump through from a medical marijuana standpoint, this is excellent. Home delivery to a patient with intractable pain that can't get out. And especially in a place like New York, where, you know, trying to make it to Brooklyn, you know, or Long Island or whatever, to make it to a dispensary, this is brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. All right. Now, somebody who's concerned with, we're making it too easy. We're going to have people getting stoned at home. You know, who's going to be productive? Who's going to, you know, go to work? Well, remember, these are people for now in New York under the medical marijuana, you know, having Parkinson's, having these neurological illnesses, MS, you know, I'm fine with that. But once we, in a legalized state, start to come up with home delivery, oh, it's going to be nice. I mean, it is going to be an absolute free-for-all. And now nobody has to get up and go to a store. Everybody could have to. I mean, think about it. You know, we've been talking about the retail sales, and we've been talking about how, another recession is looming. If this first recession hasn't ended, it's going to have another huge dip as more and more commercial real estate has to close down or compete with internet sales. You know, the Amazons, of the world are, you know, pushing out these mom and pop shops and these even big anchor stores because people could go online, order something, and it could get delivered. Well, now marijuana, we thought, well, you know, people are going to have to go into a medical marijuana dispensary. No, they could order online. They could get it sent to them. I don't know what's going to save the economy from that standpoint, but fascinating. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Now, a 12-year-old was hospitalized after ingesting a marijuana edible on a school bus. Massachusetts boy. All right. I don't know if officials know where he got the substance, But Stacy Velasquez's son, whom the news website did not name, suffered what doctors said was an overdose of marijuana. Put him in a trance-like state. After his bus ride from Fuller Middle School on Monday morning, the boy called his mom crying. He said, "I ate something." She said, "What? What did you eat?" He said, "Candy." She said, "Where did you get it?" He said he found it on the bus. If I was this kid's mama, I would be, what? When Velasquez went to the school, she found her son hardly able to speak. She took a video of his behavior and rushed him to the emergency room, the news station reported. Once the talk screen came back, doctors said they have never seen this before in a child so small, like an overdose of marijuana. But basically would run its course, he would sleep it off, and that's what he did. Recreational marijuana use is legal in Massachusetts, but obviously not under 21. Velasquez said, "I would like someone to make sure the school is doing their part and the bus drivers are doing their part to make sure the children get to school, get to and from school safely. And something like this doesn't happen to someone else's child." She says, "I think the teenager involved should be charged because right now it's expected to be one of the high schoolers." The district superintendent told the news station they didn't have comment at this time. The news station reported Velasquez said her son has recovered but is embarrassed. I'm sure he is. You know, okay, here's the thing. Let me just, in defense of school bus drivers, I don't know how they do it. I mean, I remember when I was a little kid, I always had to take the bus. Even when I was in high school, I couldn't afford a car. My parents wouldn't buy me a car. So I'm a high school senior on a bus. It's ridiculous, all right? If I couldn't bum a ride off of one of my friends, I took a bus. And there was a lot of kids. Sometimes 80 maybe? I don't know. Maybe even more. Okay? And that bus driver is supposed to make sure you get on, make sure you're all seated. Okay? He won't drive if you're standing. I remember because I would stand. And I'm like, "Oh, everybody take a look at my guest jeans." No. Those aren't guests. Those are fake guests. I know that because your mom bought them at a supermarket. So I'd sit back down and would start driving. And then it'd have to stop. It'd have to watch for cars. It'd have to make sure kids were crossing properly. Right? He had to make sure nobody was getting beat up. How is he or she supposed to make sure that somebody doesn't sit there, pull out of their pocket one of their mommy's candies, right, or daddy's candies, and give it to another kid? Now, I can understand if there was a bag of candy sitting there. After all the kids left the bus, he didn't clean off the bus, make sure that the bus was clean and ready to, you know, be occupied for the next, you know, round of kids or for after school or before school. And it was sitting there. That I can understand is negligent. But, you know, you've got to cut, you know, our bus drivers some slack. I don't want them sitting there worried about somebody passing another kid a stick of gum that could have marijuana when they need to be watching the road. I need them to watch the road. Okay? Do we want them frisking the kids? Do we want them leaving all candy up? I mean, how are they supposed to do this? Okay? Things happen in school, and they definitely happen on the school bus. Now, what they could do is add security to every school bus, be expensive, have somebody in the back of the bus watching, walking up and down. How practical is that, though? 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
You are what you eat? No, not true. You are what you can absorb, because not absorbing nutrition leads to nutritional deficiency and degenerative diseases. Medication does not fix nutritional deficiencies, and North American soil is now 85% nutritionally depleted. That means your body is not getting the vitamins it needs from just grown foods. Introducing Protovite, the world's first and only full-spectrum protosomal supplement. Protovite is a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. That's rapid absorption. Then Protovite liquid continues to release sustained nutrition in the stomach, intestines, and colon over a prolonged period of time. See Protovite in action. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video today at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Or call 502-410-3411. 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
On the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DrDahlia, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Again, big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making this show happen, and big thanks to Manny, who is working the dials. And I got some bad news for those of you that suffer from migraines. They say migraine sufferers are more likely to have a stroke during surgery, according to this new study. Now, I suffer from migraines. I just had surgery. I would have liked to know this before the surgery. Usually migraines, we don't really consider them, well, I don't want to say they're benign, but, you know, migraines aren't supposed to kill us. Yes, there's been a lot of flirtations and studies talking about increasing risk of stroke. We know that we have to be very careful with some of the migraine medications that we use, as it could increase blood pressure. And if you do have high blood pressure, you got to be careful taking migraine medications. All right? But they say it increases your chance of being readmitted to a hospital. And those who are having migraines with aura, where you see flashing lights or sounds or other issues right before your migraine, could be at higher risk. Experts now say that these debilitating headaches affect 1 in 5 women and 1 in 15 men should be included in an individual's risk assessment before having an operation. They say previous research has linked migraines to stroke due to their blood pressure altering effects, which I just said, but Harvard Medical School researchers wanted to assess a risk factor during surgery, which is when the odds of stroke are increased. So they looked at 124,000 surgical patients between the years January 2007 and August 2014. Patients were on average 52 years old, and slightly more than half were women. In the study published in the British Medical Journal, they found that 771 strokes had occurred, 771 out of the 124,000. And of all the patients who suffered from the medical emergency, 11.5% of them were found to have a migraine. So they estimated that 2.4 strokes could happen for every 1,000 surgical patients, but the risk would increase to 4.3 if you had a previous migraine diagnosis. Now, for those who had migraine with aura, the figure would jump to 6.3 strokes per 1,000 patients. In total, 10,088 patients were readmitted to the hospital within 30 days they discovered. And the odds for readmission were 1.31 times higher for patients with a migraine than those without. Now, some of you will say, well, wait a second here. How do they know it's a stroke? Maybe it's something else. Well, they already adjusted out for disease and sex and age and pre-existing vascular disease and any other issue that could have, you know, increased the chance of stroke. They say, given the high prevalence of migraine in the general population, the Migraine Perioperative Ischemic Stroke Association carries public health importance. Physicians should be aware of this increased perioperative risk, particularly in patients with migraine who present without traditional risk factors for stroke. So, what happens with a stroke? Well, there's two different types. The less common type, which we talked about, which we found out, occurred with Debbie Reynolds, where he had a bleed to the brain. That's where either blood pressure spikes, FDR, we believe, had that as well, where you have a bleed in the brain. That brain obviously now does not have an intact blood vessel supplying it because the blood is bleeding all over the tissue, and unfortunately people could die from that. But the more common one is the clot, where you form a clot, and it either breaks off, coming from a lower part of the body, or it creates closer to the brain, and then it stops blood supply. And when it stops blood supply to the brain, it doesn't get the oxygen, and part of the brain starts to die off. If we could break up that clot immediately, okay, within minutes, hours, we could salvage the brain tissue. If we can't get to you in time, we can't get to you in time. Now, some people will say, Dahlia, if you take a look at the 124,000 people, and then you look at only 771 having strokes, why are we making a big deal about it? Because one stroke is a big deal. If we find an association, if somebody says, okay, somebody says, look, people can get hangnails. We have this proportion of people that get hangnails. No one's going to give a damn, because it's a hangnail. But a stroke is so deadly, a stroke is so severe, it's so debilitating, that if we find a slight increase in stroke, right, we're going to want to jump on that. Okay? We don't care if it's 1 in 100,000 or 700 in 100,000. That, to me, is significant enough. So if you do suffer from migraines and you're about to have surgery, let your anesthesiologist know. Because it could mean that you could be more at risk for stroke. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Personally, for migraines, many people ask, what are good remedies? You know, I got to be honest. With my migraines, I was given Topamax, that everyday medication you could take. is actually a neurological medication that we've used for seizures that people now use for weight loss, and they use it for headaches. For me, Topamax didn't work, but then again, I didn't want to go on a high dose. But for many, a daily dose of Topamax could for these recalcitrant migraines. The triptans like Imitrex and Frova, Relpax, those medicines work. You have to take them right away. I usually need to lie down after I take something like that because it makes me feel a little weird. They're expensive, though, and still not my favorite. I got to tell you, Excedrin migraine, knock on wood, has worked for me. But they also find lavender oil. Right? According to EverydayHealth.com, looking at some home remedies, they say lavender oil. They say you could inhale it. I wouldn't do that. I would not inhale something that is not designed to be inhaled. All right? I'm just not that excited about because we don't know what product you're getting before we could say that. But they say, you know, adding some lavender oil or maybe even to your bubble bath. Okay? You know, don't take it orally. Maybe a nice possibility. Peppermint oil. Smelling peppermint may actually help open the vessels and promote blood flow. All right? Open up the sinuses, etc. Basil oil, they say basil, works as a muscle relaxant, could also help headaches from tension, tight muscles. Let me see what else they have here. You have to be careful. For me, it's MSG. If I eat anything with MSG, the monosodium glutamate, I don't do well. You got to be careful with nitrates. In bacon and hot dog, sometimes, you know, certain foods could put you more at risk for getting migraines, like chocolate, even citrus could possibly, avocado, bananas. You got to keep track of your trigger foods, and I always tell everybody who suffers from headaches to have a diet log to find out. I love massage. They say researchers in Brazil show that massaging the greater occipital nerve in the area in the back of the head at the base of the skull reduces migraine pain. Very, very true. Massage works. I'm a huge fan of acupuncture, huge fan of chiropractic. Feverfew. Feverfew is a home remedy, became popular back in the 80s. There was a study out of Great Britain that showed 70% of participants had less migraine after taking it, Feverfew, daily. Again, I don't know much about its risks, so be careful. But apparently, it may act similar to aspirin, but don't quote me on that. Flaxseed, rich in omega-3s, may also help, they say. And I think, buckwheat. They say buckwheat. All right. I guess they have a flavonoid named rutin. And the flavonoids are phytochemicals found in plants. They have antioxidant properties that counteract damage to cells. And Taiwanese researchers found that flavonoids help inflammation. And buckwheat may be a part of that. So very, very cool. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Not so cool. Our kids have increased their consumption of artificial sweetener by 200%. The results published in the Journal of Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics observed a 200% increase in consumption of the artificial sweeteners among children and a 54% increase among adults from 1999 to 2012. In 1999, only 8.7% reported consuming low-calorie sweeteners, but in 2012, that number jumped to 25.1%. Most of these artificial sweeteners are coming in the form of diet soda. Why kids are drinking diet soda is beyond me. According to the release, the study offers the most recent data regarding the U.S.'s population consumption of low-calorie sweetener foods. The FDA has approved several of these sweeteners in lieu of sugar, including aspartame, saccharin, etc. Kids should be drinking water or milk, not diet soda. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an
an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.